just a glorious day, and the weather's just the heat's just come off. I was really, really hot earlier, but we're putting in, finally, after cutting back the hedge and digging this piece of ground, finally putting some... I spent a whole day sieving this last week.
Hey, it's amazing the amount of stuff that you said that came out of it. Was it how many bucket loads was it?
I think 8 really large, like properly large buckets of glass, a lot of glass, and for some reason coal in there.
All I can say, I'm glad you've got rid of it. It's made our life easier today, much easier than when we're planting all these seeds.
Look, it's ruined my nails.
Yeah, you are a lady, come on. So you're a gardener, you know, wear gloves, actually. It's a good point. You should really technically wear gloves when you're doing a lot of garden. I know practicalities, and it's really hot and sweaty. You just got to be careful in the soil, because there's things that are in there that can, you know, especially if you're pregnant. I'm not saying you're going to be pregnant, but...
I'll be suing somebody if I am.
Yeah. If ladies especially, yeah, if you are preggers and you are out in the garden, just make sure you wear gloves. There are lots of things in there that can cause problems.
So, we've put in... Now, these little tomatoes came direct from Thompson & Morgan. I'm afraid I'm being really tragic and I've forgotten the brand, the name of them. I will find out. We've popped those in on the back, and there's still sunshine on there. And then there we've put some peas next to them. We're putting all of the... Did you call them legumes all together?
We've got them, the legumes. We've got the sugar snap peas, and then we've got the French beans next to them. Basically, if you're doing a vegetable garden, you want to try and put all the similar types of vegetables together. These, the legumes, they put nitrogen back into the soil. They have little nodules on the roots. So they're great to be in one area, and then you dig the roots into the soil in the fall, in the autumn, once it's all finished cropping. And then the next year, you generally will put your leafy crops in, because of the nitrogen. That's what plants use to grow. And so there is method in the madness of all the ABC planting, as it used to be in the allotments.
Now, these are a sugar snap pea from Thompson & Morgan. It says stringless, juicy snap peas in just 9 weeks. And the kids are going to love these.
Yeah, I mean, peas are great, and what a great way. They're quite easy to grow. The variety there is, it's very good against the heat, it was saying, especially if we get days and weeks like we've just had. There's fingers crossed we get a nice summer this year. Especially if we get more drought conditions, they will tolerate, and against fusarium as well, which is good.
We've got dwarf French beans again, Thompson & Morgan, one of my favourite seed catalogues. I like the fact that they're dwarf.
dwarf French beans are great. So you don't have to worry if you haven't got supporting structures for them. I mean, we've been using the old twigs actually from the old beech tree that got cut down for the support for the peas. But French beans, if they're the dwarf ones, you don't need the support, and they're great and nice. You can get them in all different colours as well. You can get yellow ones, black ones, and we've got a green one, but they're all just as good. And you normally get a really good crop on them. And being small, they only get to about 45 centimetres as well, so they're perfect if you've got a smaller garden.
It does say heavy cropper on there, and ideal for freezing, so I'll be looking forward to it. I make them to a salad. I kind of cook them and then blanch them and dress them and with some lemon juice and a little bit of garlic and some pepper and olive oil, and I turn them into a sort of throw them in with the rest of the salad, and really give a good crunch if you don't overdo them.
No, it's fab. And there's so many things to your peas and beans, obviously being a chef yourself in the past and doing stuff and always working with food, there's so many bits you can do. If you've got room for a vegetable garden, great, use it. Like lettuce, you've got lots of lettuce that we've got as well. You can use them in so many different food dishes, and it's straight from your garden, straight fresh. You know what's been put on it, and you know it's going to taste absolutely delicious. And all the effort that we've gone into planting it will be paid off in the end.